For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Democrats have regained control of the city council in Troy, New York, but after the first citywide vote, the council presidency is still up in the air.
It appears we took the majority to Troy City Council tonight.
Rensselaer County Democratic Chair Michael Maniscalchi addressed area Democrats gathered at Ryan's Wake in downtown Troy Tuesday night.
And also, the race for Common Council President is razor thin. On official results, it appears that Gary Pavlik is down by 40 votes. But that race is awful close.
No concession here until we find out what the absentee ballots are. And we still have an opportunity. It's really too close to call for either of us. So we're going to wait and see.
Speaking Wednesday morning, Pavlik said his campaign team is going to get a handle on the number of absentee ballots to see if he can overcome the 40-vote deficit being reported by the County Board of Elections.
I mean, I thought that it would be close. I didn't realize it would be this close.
The current Democratic County legislator and his opponent, incumbent Republican Council President Carmela Mantello, have not spoken about the results. Mantello said Wednesday morning she intends to wait for what she says are a few hundred absentee ballots to be tallied, which Mantello believes will happen Monday or Tuesday.
We feel very positive about the absentees, and I do believe that the absentees will follow the trends of my vote.
Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden, who has had a rocky relationship with Mantello during his first four-year term, says it remains to be seen how Mantello would lead a majority Democratic council in working with his administration if she wins.
That was an issue when the charter was redrafted, that you could end up with a situation where the council president is of a different party than the majority. I think it forces people to work together if they're going to get things done. So, it's going to be up to each individual and how they want, how they want to advance the city or advance politics. So I think it's quite possible that it could be a very collaborative relationship.
Mantello says ruling from the minority would be uncharted waters.
But as everyone knows, I work with everyone. Now it's time to roll up the sleeves, put the politics behind, the election's over, and now we have to govern. And so we have to work together.
In the past, Mantello and fellow GOP council members have clashed with the Madden administration over proposed tax hikes and city oversight. The presidency was the only citywide council race following a city charter change approved by voters in 2015, reducing the number of council seats from 9 to 7. Democrats took 4 of the 6 district seats. Democrat Cindy Barclay trails incumbent Republican Mark McGrath by 13 votes. Barclay said Wednesday morning she is waiting for the final vote count in District 2. Republican James Gully held on to his District 1 seat. Winning District 4, Democrat Anasha Cummings says he isn't worried about working with a Republican council president if the results hold.
I certainly have worked with Carmela in the past on some projects, and if she is elected, certainly look forward to collaborating with her in every way we can. I think she does care about the city, and I think we have opportunity to. You know, I think none of us are here to advance our own political agendas. We're here to work for the city, and so I hope we can come together over that.
Cummings says he wants to develop new revenue streams and cost-saving measures for city residents.
City Troy finances are mostly under a massive amount of debt that was racked up 30 years ago, and that's going to be an ongoing challenge for the next several years. And we are coming out from under that, and under Mayor Madden's leadership, we are budgeting with sound financial management practices for a change.
Along with swinging Democrat, the council is also adding young faces. Cummings turns 29 on Thursday, and T.J. Kennedy, who won District 6, turned 27 last week.
My whole message has been to get more people my age involved.
Kennedy says he wants to increase access to healthy food in the Collar City.
want to try to bring some kind of cooperative grocery store here, but more gardens, urban gardening. I want to basically complete a comprehensive plan on urban agriculture in the city.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.